time traveler fiasco. If there was ever a real time traveler, we would never know it. I guess you are wondering why I said this. The reason is simple. Every year there are several people who claim to be time travelers who make predictions. I have no way of knowing if they are mentally ill or just plain liars. As been my practice, here is the latest person and their prediction. This person claimed to be from 2075. It is said he stood on a hill and began to ramble on. Doesn't sound too rational to me. There are a lot of rumors about so-called time travelers, and one is 2 years ago in 2019. One person claiming to be a time traveler was given a lie detector test and passed. Before you get too excited, there are many ways to beat a lie detector. If someone was planning a hoax, the first thing they might do is read up on how to fool a lie detector. If a mentally ill person believes what he is saying, the lie detector won't register a lie. What about the prophets or those we perceive to be prophets? Could any of them have been time travelers who went into the future, found out what was going to happen and then returned? If that was possible, it would be a great way to make the people think you were a great prophet. Some say Nostradamus might have been a time traveler, but I hate to disappoint them. First of all, I for one don't even think he was a prophet. People say look at everything he predicted. There are those mysterious quatrains he wrote, but no one has even been able to say what they predicted before the event happened. What people do is try and fit an event which already occurred into what he said. History is riddled with prophets, and the Bible tells us many of them were the prophets of God, and did not come from the future or claim to. One of the most interesting stories about the future took place in Rendlesham Forest next to an American airbase in England. I won't go into the entire story again, because most of you are familiar with it, but the interesting part which refers to time travel is what I am getting at. A small device about the size of a phone booth settled down between the US airmen who were searching for a UFO. One touched it and felt something funny happen to him. A little while later, a flood of information flooded into him in binary code, and one of the things he learned was the device was from the future. So far, this has the best chance of coming from the future as far as I am concerned. We have to ask ourselves, why do clocks travel at different speed on Earth from clocks in orbit? Is time different when someone is traveling faster? If I were on a spacecraft traveling almost at the speed of light, time would have slowed down for me, according to Einstein. Is this really time travel or something else? Well, right off the bat, it would only be a one-way trip for time, allowing me to go through more time with my body moving slower and my aging slowed down. I could not go back in time from where I was when I took off. To me, this is a phenomena connected somehow to time travel, but not actually time travel. Some people claim they have found evidence of time travel. They refer to what look like modern items found in ancient graves. One of those items is claimed to be the clothing found on an ancient mummy. First, let me say I can't verify this, but it is said the mummy was 1,100 years old and found in the Altai Mountains of Mongolia. What was very strange about the mummy was she was wearing what were said to be modern boots. Her death was caused by someone hitting her over the head. Was she a time traveler, or did some ancient bootmaker create boots which look just like the ones worn today? There is a story which states Nikola Tesla was working on a time travel system, and when he died, the government scooped up all his scientific papers from his hotel room and continued the time travel work under the name Project Pegasus. This led to a man claiming he was a time traveler and traveled under Project Pegasus. If the project was successful, why did it only last for 10 years? I have said many times developing time travel would be worse than when we discovered the atom and hydrogen bombs. I am sure it would be weaponized and the past routinely changed, because we would be wiping out people we felt would become dangerous, thus changing everyone's future. One of the questions people ask is, have people from the future perfected time travel, and do they sometime go back in time? I would hope not. Can you imagine what would happen if different countries had time travel and kept sending people into the past to make adjustments of different kinds? It would be chaos. Since our present world is in chaos, is this an indication this is happening? One of the great things we have is the internet, and one of the worst things we have is also the internet. Anytime you look for information on it, you not only get facts, but also fiction. When it comes to certain subjects such as time travel, there is a lot of baloney out there. There are all sorts of unusual photos from the past which are said to identify time travelers because of ridiculous reasons given. One of the most absurd was the claim the former actor Henry Fonda was a time traveler. This was based on a scene from a movie he was in named Fort Apache from 1948. In the scene, he is riding in a stagecoach and holding something in his hand. Some people are claiming he is holding a cell phone. Why would a time traveler do this in a movie? The object is most likely a small diary or address book. The claim it was a cell phone has to be one of the most foolish ones ever made. I have never seen a photo which convinces me anyone is a time traveler, but the most confusing one is a scene from a Charlie Chaplin movie named The Circus from 1928. There is a street scene with real people walking around that shows a woman holding something up to her face which looks like she is talking into it. It has been claimed many times it was a cell phone. The poor woman was probably talking to herself while holding up something to her face.